Hello, this is Jim Person.
And I'm Kristen Auerbach.
And we'd like to welcome you to the Fairfax County Pawcast. It's a podcast featuring news, stories, and events from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. On this edition of the Pawcast, Animal Shelter Volunteer Coordinator Cindy Sprocco plans to talk to us about the shelter's thriving volunteer program. She's going to share some of the program's achievements as well as the challenges, and she'll talk about the rewards of being a shelter volunteer. Also going to talk to you about an upcoming Valentine's Day promotion and our featured pets of the week, I guess we'll call them. Instead of one, you get a bonus this time, Beau and Beau. So that's kind of interesting, Kristen. We got a double Beau or Beau squared.
Two Beaus. One is B-O and one is B-E-A-U.
Oh, okay. We got all the spellings covered. Volunteers, hugely important to the animal shelter, so that's the reason we wanted to talk about it today. Kind of anything especially you want to talk about the volunteers?
Well, I wanted to bring Cindy along today because we get more questions about the volunteer program than probably anything else in the shelter. So I thought we would hear it straight from the horse's mouth and and bring our volunteer coordinator. So talk more about the program.
Smart woman. Cindy Sprocco is with the animal shelter. Thanks so much for being with us. Your first thought about the volunteer program, I mean, why is it important to the animal shelter?
In order to make the shelter function well and the animals well socialized and walked, we rely on the volunteers.
Mm-hmm. How many volunteers do you have? I mean, is it a huge program?
It's very large. We have over 200 active volunteers that donate some time in the shelter on a monthly basis.
Wow, 200. That seems like a lot to manage.
It is.
Yeah. And how does someone find out about the volunteer opportunities or what are the volunteer opportunities, I guess, that they could get involved in?
They can find out about the program by coming into the shelter and talking to some of our volunteers who are there greeting them. Or they can go online to the Animal Shelter's website and click on the tab that says Volunteer, and there's an online application they can fill out there. Mm-hmm.
So I guess they have to be vetted, in other words?
Correct. Okay. We do run a background check because we are part of the police department, and they need to be over 18. But the background check's very simple. It's a criminal record check.
Right.
Once that's completed, they can come on board.
Mm-hmm. What idea of some of the tasks that, I mean, I may feel like I have a strength in a certain area, but is that a qualification to be a volunteer, in other words? I mean, what are some of the kind of jobs I could do or not do?
We have a lot of different volunteer opportunities. The standard that you would think of with an animal shelter, walking the dogs, socializing the cats, helping with the small mammals. And then we have some special programs that we're starting. One of them that I really like is reading to the animals. It sounds kind of funny.
Yeah, I was smiling here.
But what volunteers do is they come in the evening right before we turn down the lights in the kennels and sit and read out loud to the dogs and the cats for about 30 minutes. And what it does is the sound of the human voice really calms the animals down.
Huh.
They might start off barking or
right.
running around, and eventually they give up and lay down and listen.
Interesting. Now, and that's a new
It's
program?
A new program, and
okay.
it's starting to take off. They've done it in other shelters around the country, and we're just
I was going to ask how this idea came about, or, I mean, is there research behind it, or just doing it and seeing that it works kind of thing?
Yes. What we do is I look at other shelters, some that are well-known around the country, and see what programs they're doing, and we don't try to reinvent the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
We just copy it.
Mm-hmm. Other volunteer opportunities? I mean, just as simple as walking the dog, or are there more complex things that volunteers can
do?
We do
have some group volunteer opportunities. On site, we have groups come and help us. There's a lot of administrative tasks. Some younger groups can do off-site volunteering, making treats for the dogs.
Hmm.
Girl Scout troops get involved a lot that way, and Boy Scout troops.
But not the Girl Scout cookies.
No.
They give to the shelter staff.
That would be appreciated.
One of the things the Girl Scouts do, though, is we have them make things like liver brownies, which is, like, disgusting, but very fun for the Girl Scouts. And then they get to bring them in and hand them out to all the very
right.
happy and excited shelter dogs.
The who don't think they're disgusting. They love them.
Right.
The stinkier, the better.
Right. Okay. Is it different for a volunteer or a group as far as the process of becoming involved with the shelter?
To be a volunteer in the shelter, the process is really simple. The online application, they come to an orientation and see the shelter, learn about the different jobs we have available, and then they follow-up with the background check. We do training for specific areas. And then we have a mentor program where volunteers mm-hmm. who have been in the program a while are mentoring the new volunteers mm-hmm. one-on-one, showing them what their job responsibilities are, and then they work in that specific area.
Mm-hmm. And then for the group, it's pretty much the same, I'm sorry?
For groups, it's a one-time deal, so
okay.
there's no background check done.
Okay.
And they just come in and they do things like we have volunteers who plant outside, make our common
okay.
areas look nice.
So it's more than just having to deal with an animal if there's a group or a person that doesn't maybe wants to volunteer in the community somehow, but they're really not maybe an animal person?
True. There's lots of opportunities in the shelter for that.
We have plenty of opportunities for people who may not want to do hands-on work with the animals. Mm. We have administrative volunteers as well as shelter greeters. I always say that 60% of the people who call the shelter are in some form of crisis. They've lost their pet. They have a sick or injured animal. Mm. And some of our volunteers just answer the phone, which is a huge help.
Oh, that's huge, yeah.
And important for the community to have a kind, calm voice on the other end of that line.
Huh, interesting. So if someone was interested in volunteering, you mentioned the online application, can you give us the online address or the telephone number they should call to become a volunteer?
Yeah, so you can call the shelter at 703-830-1100, extension 2, for more information. Or you can go online at www.fairfaxcounty.gov/animal-shelter/volunteer, and that's where you can go to fill out that online application.
Hmm, okay. This may be a strange question or a mean-sounding question, but we would hope that people would volunteer out of the goodness of their heart. But are there some, you know, incentives? Maybe I'm kind of on the edge about wanting to volunteer at the shelter, or maybe there's a place, you know, 5 miles closer to my home that I want to volunteer. I mean,
I find the incentive for the volunteers at the shelter is the positive outcome that comes with the shelter work. We have a very high positive outcome for our animals, mm-hmm. and so the volunteers, they come on board to help the animals, but find that they are rewarded by how happy a place it is, how much fun it is to work with the animals and the staff. So we don't offer incentives like the gym where you get a free gym membership.
Right.
But there is the availability to be first to see new animals that come in.
Mm.
So if they are interested in adopting, they're the first ones that see the dogs and cats and animals.
Well, and as many animals as you guys place and as quickly as you do it, that's kind of huge because mm-hmm. I think what we talked last time about the 92% placement rate, I think. So,
right.
Yeah, amazing. Final thoughts about volunteering with the shelter. Anything I haven't asked or anything you really want our listeners to be aware of?
We have a great group of volunteers right now. What we are really looking for are foster volunteers.
Hmm.
We have a foster program where anyone can sign up to be a foster, and that's also at the same website. And what you would do is we have, for dogs, we have weekend fosters. Because we close on Saturday nights and we don't reopen currently until Tuesday, we look for weekend fosters for the dogs to take them from Saturday night till Tuesday, give them a break from the shelter. And we also have a 30-day program for our cats where you can take a cat who's been in the shelter for over 30 days, take the cat home for 30 days, foster, and then bring the cat back, hopefully more relaxed and showing better to be potentially adopted.
All right. And I want to clarify something here. You guys close on, would you say, Saturday evening and back open on Tuesday. I just want to make sure folks realize that animals aren't there running around on their own. There's some.
That's correct. We're not open for adoptions on those days.
Correct.
And what we noticed is the animals were just hanging out for 2 days. They were being cared for and walked by volunteers. But why not have them in someone's home where they can get love and attention and exercise and increase socialization? And they always come back the better for it.
Mm-hmm.
That is, if they come back. A lot of times we find that our fosters fall in love with the animals and want to keep them and adopt them.
Right. Little secret, maybe, for just take it for
2 days.
Yeah, well, that's what happened to my wife and I twice. We've gone looking and come home with animals. So anyway, Cindy, thanks for being with us. Anything I ask you this again, but just a final thought about volunteering and the need the animal shelter has for volunteers.
I really think we would love to have more people come on board as fosters. That's my big push right now.
Yeah.
So if you come in the shelter, ask for me, ask for Sarah Lemoyne, who's our foster program coordinator, and we'd be happy to talk to you about fostering for us.
We get people say, do you need more volunteers? We do. We get a high number of applications. So we need volunteers for specific jobs, and we're always recruiting for certain things. So we have enough dog walkers at this moment, whereas we may not have enough shelter greeters. So we're always recruiting for the positions that we need at the time, and that changes.
Oh, and that's something I kind of meant to ask. I thought about it earlier. It seems like you've got a lot of volunteers, so maybe there's not the need. So I appreciate that kind of follow-up and explanation. Animal shelter always has something going on, a lot of different promotions as well. We're kind of in the season of love with Valentine's Day. I think you've got something special going on.
Well, we wanted Valentine's Day, you know, to half of people love Valentine's Day and find it very romantic and wonderful, and half of people sort of hate it and find it depressing. So we wanted our Valentine's Day celebration at the shelter to be for everybody, whether you're single or in love, it doesn't matter. And so we our motto this year is single and loving it. So our pets, we're going to have fee-waived adoptions on 10 of our biggest heartbreaker pets, and we'll identify those. We're also going to have puppy and kitten cuddling parties. If you need some puppy kitten therapy around Valentine's Day, you can come to the shelter. And also, we're going to be giving ice cream out all day on Saturday, and we're going to be doing candy hearts and different kinds of candies Thursday and Friday. So this promotion will take place Thursday, February 13th through Saturday, February 15th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So folks may be listening to the podcast a couple of days after the Valentine's Day has come and gone, but no worries. There'll always be some kind of
promotion. If you missed it, we are gearing up for St. Patrick's Day. We're trying to figure out how to dye all the bunnies green. That's a joke. But we are getting excited, and we'll have more promotions coming up soon.
Right. All right. And always on our segment, we have a featured pet, and I think it's kind of a bonus today. It's Bo and Bo, so it's featured pets. So
it's a two-for-one. These are two English foxhounds. They're hound dogs. Both of them have actually lived as outdoor hunting dogs. They came from one of our rural shelter partners. And Bo, there's a Bo. He's an eight-year-old, and he came from a rural shelter, and he spent like 9 months waiting to find a home. And this is a shelter where they euthanize for space routinely. The staff loved him so much. Every week they would pass him over and they'd say, we're not going to euthanize Bo this week. So we heard about his story and we brought him to the shelter. We know we can find him a good home. The other Bo, B-E-A-U, is a three-year-old male, neutered male, and he also came from the same shelter, unrelated. But these two are very hard to tell apart. We'll help you when you come to the shelter. They're both great dogs. Both of them want to be somebody's couch potato, and they're looking for a good home.
Right. Well, you know, that's what happened to my family the last time we went to get one. And, well, this other dog happened to be living in the same house. They weren't relatives, you know, truly related, but living in the same house. So we came home with two. So maybe get two dogs and you only have to call one. You just say, come here, Bo, and they both come running. So. All right. About out of time. Any final thoughts? Anything else going on the shelter? Anything else you want to let our listeners know about?
Come see us. We're about done with construction. We're going to be having our big ribbon cutting soon. And things are looking great. So,
all right. Take a visit to the shelter. That is going to do it for this edition of the Animal Shelter Podcast. I want to thank Cindy Spronko, the Animal Shelter Volunteer Coordinator, for making a guest appearance with us today. And feel free to come back anytime. More than welcome. Love to have you. The next time that you do need, in addition to your family, a dog, cat, rabbit, guinea pig, or other small little pet, don't forget the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. Your new best friend is waiting for you right there, so come get them. Shelter is located at 4500 West Ox Road in Fairfax, open Tuesdays through Fridays from noon to 7 p.m., and again on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
For more Fairfax County Animal Shelter news and events, visit us online at fairfaxcounty.gov/animalshelter, and be sure to check out the calendar of events located on the site. You may also call 703-830-1100 extension 2 or email fcpdpetresources@fairfaxcounty.gov to have all of your questions answered.
And if you'd love to get some video and see the cute animals, the Animal Shelter Tips and Tales program is broadcast on our television station, Channel 16. The Animal Shelter podcast is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.